From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama has unveiled a plan to get more Americans back to work. In a speech this past hour at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C., the president said the economy is in a much stronger position to create jobs than it was a year ago.
Our economy is growing for the first time in a year. And the swing from contraction to expansion since the beginning of the year is the largest in nearly three decades. Finally, we're no longer seeing the severe deterioration in the job market that we once were.
But the president said more needs to be done to create jobs. He's calling for tax incentives to accelerate small business hiring, including a complete elimination of capital gains taxes on small business investment. He's also calling for new investments in bridges, highways, and other infrastructure. Some of the programs would be paid for by money left over from or returned to the government's financial bailout program. Explosions shook Baghdad this morning. At least 112 people were killed and some 400 others injured when five car bombs exploded in crowded areas near several government buildings. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, one attack struck near Iraq's labor ministry.
The blast from a suicide car bomb left a crater ringed by the blackened wreckage of burned cars. Emergency workers carried body bags from the site, and some gathered bits of human remains from the ground. An injured man said the blast lifted his car off the ground, but he remembers little else. Similar scenes played out at four other sites around the city, all of them hit within about 30 minutes. Members of Iraq's parliament complained that the government had failed to improve security after devastating bomb attacks in August and October. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Delegates at the International Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen got a weather report today, predicting this decade will be the hottest since records began. Larry Miller has details.
The head of the UN's weather agency held up a temperature chart showing an upward-pointing curve and predicted 2009 may end up as the fifth hottest year since records began in 1850. The conference got a boost from the Obama administration, which announced new Environmental Protection Agency emission controls that don't require congressional approval. The World Resources Institute's Jennifer Morgan.
I think it's a further signal of the intent of this administration to do something about climate change. I think it's important that it was also done during the weeks of Copenhagen.
President Obama's decision to come to Copenhagen at the end of the conference was also welcomed as a sign of U.S. support for a binding climate change agreement. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 79 points at 10,310. The Nasdaq is down 4 points at 2184. This is NPR. For the first time in the U.S., a death row inmate has been executed with a single lethal injection rather than a three-drug protocol. The state of Ohio this morning put to death convicted killer Kenneth Byros after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected his request for a stay of execution, in which he argued the one-drug method would be painful. Consumer products giant Procter & Gamble will soon have a new chairman. Marianne Zalesnik of member station WVXU in Cincinnati reports.
The consumer products company says A.G. Lafley will step down January 1st and turn over the chairmanship to CEO Robert McDonald. P&G says Lafley, who is 62, will retire in February. He became president and CEO in 2000. He took over amid profit warnings and diving stock prices and helped right P&G by emphasizing innovation and a focus on the consumer. The company built its key brands in that time. It now has 23 with sales of at least $1 billion. That's up from 10 in 2000. It also sold off slower growth brands such as Comet Cleanser and Folgers Coffee. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Cincinnati.
The nation's manufacturing executives say economic growth in the U.S. will resume next year. In its semi-annual economic forecast, the Institute for Supply Management reports revenues in 13 out of 18 industries are expected to increase. It's less positive about prospects in the non-manufacturing sector in 2010. The Obama administration today is settling a long-running lawsuit by American Indians. The government has agreed to distribute $1.4 billion to Native American tribe members who claim they were swindled out of billions of dollars. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR.